Welcome back. We're up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 8, Mishnah 4 of Maseches Peah. So continuing in where we left off essentially yesterday in the conversation, trying to understand until what point the Am Haaretz, who is poor, who is collecting various tzedakahs, Leket Shechapeah, Maaser Ani, and the like, so how much we trust him to say that it's actually Maaser Ani, and when we don't trust him to say that. So says the Mishnah as follows, Nemanin al Hayarak Chai. When it comes to this poor Am Haaretz, so they're believed to say that if they have raw vegetables that they're holding, so we believe them to say that this is Maaser Ani, if that's what they claim. They ain't nemanim al hamavushal, but we don't believe them if they say that it's Maaser Ani if the vegetables are already cooked. Why? Because when Maaser Ani is usually given, it's given from vegetables before they're cooked. So specifically, when it comes to these vegetables, they need to be raw. Ella imkin hayalo davar muat. But maybe we could trust him in one situation, and that is if he has a small amount of cooked vegetables. Because in that case, it would happen that you would have an individual who said, oh no, I forgot to give my master ani, and he gives a small little amount of the cooked vegetables that he had already cooked and gives them to the ani. So that could happen if it's a small amount. Because it happens that you have an owner of a field who forgets to put aside some of the master ani from his raw vegetables, and he has to give from some of the cooked vegetables from his pot. So that could happen, but that would only be a small amount of vegetables. Okay, that's Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hey now essentially tries to answer the question of, so how much do you have to give of Maaser Ani? And essentially, we come to understand that Maaser Ani is made up of a certain amount of meals. So how much is a meal for different kinds of foods? That's the topic of the Mishnah. Ein pochasin l'ani im bagoren. When it comes to distributing the Maaser Ani, so the farmer, he has to give each poor person who is at the... He can't give less than the following amount to the poor people when they come to the threshing floor. How much can he not give any less than? Mechatzi kav chitim. He can't give less than a half a kav of wheat. V'kav sorim, he can't give less than a kav of barley. Rabbi Meir says, no, actually, the minimum amount for barley is half a kav. And then kav achitzi kusmin, he can't give each poor person less than a kav and a half of spelt. V'kav grogros, and he can't give less than a kav of dried figs. Omana devei, can't give less than a mona of pressed figs. These are all just different measurements. Rabbi Akiva Omer Pras, Rabbi Akiva says that the minimum amount of the pressed figs is half a mona, and chazi log yayin, and then Rabbi Akiva Omer Revius. And this, for a wine, you can't give the poor individual less than a half a log of wine, that's the Tanakama. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you can't give him less than a Revius, than a quarter of a log of wine. And Revius Shemen, what's the measurement for Shemen? Can't give less than a Revius, than a quarter of a log of oil. Rabbi Akiva Omer Sheminas, Rabbi Akiva says, no, you can't give less than an eighth of oil. And then Ushar Kol HaPeiros, and when it comes to all the other produce, so Amar Abashol says that a poor person has to be given the amount of Kadeshim Karim Vikach Mehem Mazon Shte Sudo, so enough so that he can sell this volume of food, of this produce, and he can use that money to buy food for two meals. That's ultimately the measurement that we're trying to go with. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful day.